From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump was in the battleground state of Ohio Thursday, where he has a slight 1% lead, according to some national surveys. Trump again called his opponent a liar and said the Clintons are corrupt after another hacked Democratic Party email was leaked to the public.
If Hillary doesn't win this election, that will be on us. It will be because we did not stand with her. It will be because we did not vote for her. And that is exactly what her opponent is hoping will happen. That's the strategy. To make this election so dirty and ugly that we don't want any part of it. So when you hear folks talking about a global conspiracy and saying that this election is rigged, understand that they are trying to get you to stay home.
That's Michelle Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton sharing the campaign stage for the first time with the First Lady in North Carolina. Trump, on the other hand, again called his opponent a liar.
At what point do we say it? Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to seek the office of the president.
The Clinton campaign is concerned that her advantage in recent weeks could prompt some of her backers to stay home on Election Day. American and Southwest Airlines are raising fares by $5 each way, the latest move by airlines to reverse a price slump that has lasted nearly 2 years. Fares have been falling since airlines began adding flights and seats faster than the growth in travel demand. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks slipped for the third consecutive day on Thursday as media and defense companies skidded. This is VOA. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an investigation Thursday into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed more than 20 people, most of them children. In Geneva, UN official Jan Englund said the Syrian government has denied humanitarian access to eastern Aleppo.
Five schools attacked in a week in Dara, in Aleppo, east and west, in Idlib, and in Douma today. So the war is getting worse. It's getting more ruthless, and it's affecting more and more the children and the civilians.
Warplanes carried out six strikes Wednesday, including on a school complex that left six teachers and 22 students dead, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Both the observatory and the White House say either the Syrian or Russian governments are responsible for the attacks. The leaders of an armed group that took over a national wildlife refuge in rural Oregon have been found not guilty of conspiracy and possession of firearms at a federal facility. A jury on Thursday acquitted brothers Amon and Ryan Bundy and five others of conspiring to impede federal workers from their jobs. Some of the defendants also were charged with possession of firearms at a federal facility and were acquitted on that count as well. The standoff between January 2nd and lasted nearly 6 weeks, bringing new attention to a long-running dispute over control of federal lands in the U.S. West. Thousands of comic fans arrived at this year's Alto Mumbai Comic Con convention, swarming the 165 booths showcasing comic artists and their merchandise, which isn't just books anymore. Comic sales are rising thanks in part to the worldwide multi-billion dollar comic movie industry. VOA's Phil Alexio reports.
Artist Cameron Stewart worked for DC and Marvel Comics.
Particularly again with the rise of the internet and digital media, there's global markets.
Japan dominating the comic and animation world in Asia, Marvel and DC in North America. But digital comics everywhere are complementing rather than interfering with print comics, opening the door to perhaps more imagination.
The doors are open now. There seems to be a lot more inclusiveness and comics are changing for the better.
Comics like Priya's Mirror featuring a female character who was a rape survivor, raising awareness about violence against women. For VOA's Bisbee, I'm Philip Alexio.
And I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.